Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Good morning, good morning, good morning, top of the morning to you, to you, to you, to our church family, our ministry partners, all of our visitors this morning. We greet you in the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. For this is the day that the Lord he has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. If this is your first time with us, amen, we greet you in Jesus' name. We pray that you will enjoy the fellowship services. Amen. Glory be to God. This is not a prayer line. This is church. This is church on conference. Amen. And we meet here, glory be to God, every morning for our spiritual breakfast, the breakfast with champions. There is room at the table for you, where a hot meal will be served. Amen. We thank God for the technology, amen, that affords us, amen, the opportunity to serve in this capacity. Truly, it is God doing a new thing, amen, in a new way. But his will and purposes are still being accomplished. Amen. And we are just, amen, subjects, his sons, his daughters, that he has chosen before the foundation of the world to use. Amen. And for such a time as this. Amen, amen, and amen. We also want you to know that all of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com, and please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. In addition to our early morning service, where we have been meeting for almost 11 years now, we also have an altar prayer where we meet 10 times a week. Glory be to God. Praying in Jesus' name. We have Wednesday night Bible study. Glory be to God, every Wednesday at 8 o'clock, and that's getting better, 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 and better. And we have our, amen, corporate praise party that we have every other Friday night at 10 p.m. Matter of fact, this Friday night right here, amen, bring your own praise. That's where we come together to testify, to sing, amen, hallelujah, and just give God the praise, the glory, and all the honor in a spirit of gratitude, amen. And so we also have our spiritual warfare training. Sometimes we will incorporate that in our other messages, and sometimes we will isolate that and have a special teaching just on spiritual warfare to make sure that we are equipped. Amen. Glory be to God to fight back. Glory be to God to fight back. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. You don't get respect until you learn how to fight back. Glory be to God. Remember, glory be to God, growing up in school, and sometimes our children and sometimes people would mess with them and trying to bully them and tease them and then what? When you teach them how to fight, I remember plenty of mothers, amen, when I was growing up, would send their children back. The children would run home for security, and the mothers would send the child back in the street and say, fight. Fight. Go back and fight back. And guess what? It was a little scary. But when they went back and fought back, guess what? They gained respect from the opposer. Beloved, the devil's not going to learn how to respect you until you learn how to fight. And you got to fight back. And sometimes you got to get violent, because the violent take it by force. And this is why the Bible tells us to fight. And don't just fight, but fight the good fight of faith. See, because that's the only way you're going to get some respect from Satan. Amen. He got to know. Amen. Hallelujah. You believe Jesus. That you believe Jesus. Hallelujah. And greater is he that lives in you, huh, than any force on the outside, than any devil on the outside. Amen. And amen. We have been teaching about the perilous times, perilous times, perilous times, the last of the last of the last of the last days. Amen. Letting us know, amen, that we are already here. We have already crossed the line. We have already crossed the threshold. We have already entered into the city. Amen. And we, amen, are coming out of the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we've been spending a lot of time in these first few verses here, because it's a lot to be said. It's a lot to be said. So let us read now, Father God. We thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. We're still in verse number 3. Amen. We shared the first portion of that with you. Amen. On Tuesday. Amen. We want to, amen, pick up here. Verse 3 says this: without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers. Amen. And so, amen, we saw how that tied into family and marriages. Glory be to God. And then we talked about false accusers. Today we want to see what the Holy Spirit has to say to us about being fierce and despisers of those that are good. Amen and amen and amen. Beloved, amen. So, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Today we want to talk about a subject that's not talked about a whole lot in the church today. Matter of fact, amazingly, with there being 66 chapters in the Bible, glory be to God, there's a whole lot that's not talked about in the Bible. It's amazing. It's amazing. Glory be to God. Amen. Even the subject of hell, you know, a lot of preachers won't even touch it. A lot of preachers won't even touch the subject of hell. They won't touch the subject of tithing. It's a lot of subjects that they just won't touch. It's just amazing. Glory be to God. But today we want to talk about a subject, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to talk about this particular subject because I believe it's a wake-up call to the church. Amen. And we want to see how this ties into our subject today of the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul says, amen, that in the last days, people will be fierce and people will be despisers of those that are good. We want to talk about the subject of abortion. We want to talk about the subject of abortion. Why? Because it's a wake-up call for the church, beloved. And we want to, amen, just see and tie everything in. Amen. Why? Because we want to have balance. We want to know what God's will has to say. Amen. Glory be to God. While God is, amen, doing his work in and through us and in the world today, beloved. Beloved, when we do our research, amen, we will discover that there has been an excess, see, nearly 3 billion. I didn't say 3 million. I said 3 billion. Now, a billion is a million, 1 million, 1,000 times. God have mercy. Wow. And we think we have billionaires, and I think Jeff Bezos is marked to be the first trillionaire, amen, coming up. Glory be to God. That's a lot of zeros. That's a lot of zeros. There has been an excess, see, over 3 billion abortions performed worldwide, beloved. Just counting back even as far back as 1940, you know, prior to Roe versus Wade was in the 70s. Going back a little bit further than that, statistics are astounding and the number of abortions that take place, beloved. But when we think about 3 billion with a B abortions, beloved, that's more than the combined population of the United States, Central America, South America, Canada, Australia, England, France, Italy, and Greece. You put all these countries together, beloved, and these abortions outnumber the total population in all of these countries. The greatest and most extensive killing in human history was not done by Nero, was not done by Hitler or Stalin, beloved. But the most extensive killing in human history is done by medical doctors. Medical doctors who have murdered more than 3 billion babies through the act of abortion, beloved, in the last 100 years or so. This is mass murder of the innocent. We talk about how terrible the Holocaust or the genocide was, beloved, but this is much worse than that. These abortions are far worse than any Holocaust, any genocide. It is the annihilation of those who cannot scream to be heard. It is the annihilation of those who cannot defend themselves and who are thrown in the garbage can or whose body parts are harvested for material gain or other purposes. It is innocent blood, defenseless lives that have been lost in the blood that has been spilled. But beloved, as we look over the history and we look at all the statistics of abortions, beloved, is amazing at the rationale of those who are pro-choice. Repeatedly, they state that they want the rights of the mother to be protected. That if she doesn't want to have a baby, it should be her right to end the pregnancy. I mean, even to the extent now, I mean, they're having what they call abortions of 6, 7, 8 months. That's murder. It's murder at 6 weeks. So you know it's murder at 6 months. They have to actually deliver the baby, then kill the baby in the process. But the mother has rights. Give the mother what she wants. I think President Biden is working to stand up with these mothers to make sure that the mother have their rights. But it makes you wonder, beloved, what about the rights of the infant? What about the rights of the infant? Glory be to God. Does the infant have any rights? What is confusing about this logic is that in the same hospitals where abortions are performed at one end, surgeries are being performed at the other end on infants who are still in their mother's womb. On one end of the hospital, they take a life, and on the other end of the hospital, they save a life. Both in the womb of a mother. This is completely illogical. 100 years ago, when common sense still prevailed, beloved, no one would have thought that this kind of reasoning would be considered normal or commonplace. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning that this is a sign of the times in which we live. In our scripture this morning, Paul discussed the attitudes that would be prevalent in society at the end of the age. Beloved, when we think about the brutality of taking innocent lives, and doing it in such a sophisticated way in our nice hospitals, in our clean hospitals, in our sterilized hospitals. Then Paul goes on to the next point, beloved, listing all of the signposts. That we are in the very last of the last days. Paul goes on to inform us, beloved, that society will be fierce in those days. In the last days, people will be fierce and despisers of those that are good. Paul uses the word fierce. Glory be to God. When we examine that word fierce, beloved, in the Greek, this word is used to describe cannibals. This word is used to describe barbarians. Glory be to God. This word fierce in the Greek, beloved, means savage, vicious, uncivilized, violent, ferocious, and inhumane. Fierce. Beloved, when you think about the world today, much of it seems quite civilized and sophisticated until you remember that 3 billion babies who have been brutally ripped to pieces. 3 billion babies, beloved, savagely killed every minute of the day. And where are they killed? They're killed in our beautiful hospitals. They're killed in our sterilized hospitals and clinics across the world. This is savagery, beloved, of the worst kind. It is legalized murder on a scale so massive that no fiction writer of yesteryear could have ever imagined it. But this is not fiction, beloved. This is reality. Today, those who fight for the rights of unborn children are portrayed as primitive and unintelligent. This is the result of massive public relations, a bliss to annihilate the opposition and reinforce the right to terminate the life of a child. Thus far, the courts have unfortunately ruled that a child's life can be terminated. The law has no defense for the child. I say all of this because, beloved, Paul goes on to the next point in our scripture today. And he went on to speak about despisers of those that are good. Despisers of those that are good. What does this mean, beloved? When we look at this word in the Greek, and as we're studying from the Greek Bible, it depicts a society where law is not primarily intended to protect the rights of good people, but rather is used instead to protect and defend the rights of the offenders. This word that Paul uses, beloved, is so unusual, in fact, that it is never used anywhere else in the New Testament. Who could ever imagine a world where laws were used primarily to defend offenders and not to protect the rights of those who are good? Yet this is precisely what Paul prophesied in this verse. Despisers of those that are good. This teaching doesn't apply only to abortion, beloved. It could also be applied to a wide range of situations where criminals are so aggressively protected that they go free while the innocent suffer. And according to Brother Paul in our scripture this morning, beloved, the world in the last days will be savage and inhumane, and it will be morally confused as to what is right and what is wrong. Can you think of ways, beloved, that this has application to the world that we live in today? People are morally confused. What is right? What is wrong? Why? Because the scripture says in the last days, people will be despisers of those that are good. They think they're serving God. The evil think they are serving God. As they take on that attitude where they become despisers of the good, those who do good. Beloved, let me say this morning. If you have terminated the life of an unborn child, or if you know someone who has done this, there is forgiveness in Jesus Christ. The world today has drifted far from what is right on a wide range of issues. And this lesson today, beloved, is not intended to highlight this one act in order to condemn anyone. We're not here to condemn anyone. Glory be to God. Just as there is forgiveness for every grievance against God, there is forgiveness for you or for that person that you know who made a wrong decision, because it definitely was a wrong decision. Conception begins, glory be to God, life begins at conception. Begins at conception. The science proves it and the word of God proves it. But there is forgiveness. If you will ask Jesus to forgive you, if you would ask Jesus to forgive you, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 promises that if you ask him to forgive you, he will forgive you. And not only that, he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. Faithful, 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 faithful is our God. When the world is morally confused about what is right or wrong, we cannot look to society to set our moral agenda. You cannot look to society because society don't know which way is up. They don't have a clue. Beloved, we must look to the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, to be our guide. We must look to the Bible and let it be the standard by which we live. I exhort and encourage you today, beloved, to make a renewed commitment to live your life according to the truth set forth by the Bible and reject any piece of society's errant mold, moral code, and mold, beloved, that is in conflict with the word of God. The world is in conflict with the word of God. We have to reject it. We look, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. We must take a stand. Jesus said, those who are not with me are against me. We must take a stand. Right is right. We're not confused about right and wrong. We're not confused. Why? Because we have the Bible. We have the word of God to tell us what is right. So we don't have to guess. We're not throwing the dice. We know what's right. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. We know what is right. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. We know the right way because the Lord is our shepherd, and we follow him. His word is a light unto our paths. We know the right way. It might not be the most popular way. It is not the world's way, but it is the right way. See? It's a narrow way. Very few people will you find walking down this pathway. Because the Bible says it's straight. It's narrow. It's tight. Glory be to God. This is why when we can't say amen, we just say ouch. It's tight. But he says, but broad is the way that leadeth to hell and destruction. There's going to always be more people going in the opposite direction. It's the right thing to do. I know you're not ready to be a grandma, a great grandma. Talk that girl into keeping that baby. Yes, the guy abandoned her. Glory be to God. Yes, it's shameful to have a child out of wedlock. Talk that girl into keeping that baby. Even if it means giving it up for adoption, it's better than killing it. And pray that some loving family will take the child in. Maybe you might decide to adopt a few yourself. Talk that child into having that baby. Plead with them. Pray for them. Glory be to God. Back in the day, they used to sing it down south. Singing down south to have the baby. Because why? Because they was embarrassed that you was only 13, 14, 15 years old having the baby out of wedlock. Then they had the gunshot weddings and all that and all that. It's because they was embarrassed. Look, saints, some of us was born out of wedlock too. And even if we was, there wasn't no love in the relationship. But look, God, our mothers did not abort us. It was never right to have a child. The timing is never right to have a child. You always want to wait until you get more money, till you get your education, till you get this, till you get that. But the time is never, look, I have 3 children. Huh? And I have 7 siblings. Every year my mother was pushing them out. Huh? The time, and if you think they talk about a woman with 7 children in today's time, imagine how she was being talked about back then. But she didn't abort nobody. I had a t-shirt made up, Glory Be to God. Y'all know I do that creative thing. And thank you, Mom, for not aborting me. Matter of fact, I don't know where my t-shirt's at. I probably got to get some more made up in a minute. Thank you, Mom, for not aborting me. It's never convenient. Talk that baby, talk that woman, talk that girl, talk that man out of having not to have that abortion. So you sinned because you had a baby out of wedlock. Now you're going to sin again for committing murder. It's time to stop the sin. Talk them out of it. I know some grandmothers went down with the abortion hall, but took the children and the grandchildren down because they didn't want their family name to be tainted. God forgive you. Please repent today. In the last days, beloved, this, what's going on, and this is for the world, because they don't know good from right, from wrong, good from evil. They're confused. They're morally confused. Our job as the body of Christ is to know the difference, stand on the difference, the weight of God's word, pray for them, and show them the way. And let them know that God will forgive them the same way God has forgiven us. And God is counting on us to do this. In the last days. This know also that in the last days, perilous time shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. People hate you because you're doing the right thing. People hate you because you're doing the right thing. Tomorrow, Lord's willing, we want to pick up here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we want to talk about, amen, the next verse. where men in the last days, men shall be traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Amen, amen, and amen. Father, we ask you to give us a heart for people who have been victimized by the floating moral standard that is trying to dictate what is right and wrong in the world today. Because they listen to the advice of the world, so many people have made decisions that they later regretted. Decisions that hurt their hearts and wounded their souls. Help us not to condemn them for past mistakes, but to assist them in receiving forgiveness and healing. We know that you stand with arms wide open to anyone who comes to you. We want to have the same heart and mind that you have, Father. So help us be a beacon of help and hope to people who are looking for answers in these last days. And we thank you and we bless you, for we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. This is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. And God's word will not return it to him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen and amen. All right, in form of announcements today, saints, amen, we will be at the altar of prayer on our usual times of prayer, our sacred, the sacred hour of 12 noon and 9 p.m. Amen. So come with your prayer petitions. Come in the spirit of agreement. Amen. And let us pray and keep on praying. So the Bible says we ought to pray without ceasing. On tomorrow, Lord's willing, amen, is our Friday night prayer. Friday night prayer, 10 o'clock. Bring your own praise. Bring it. It's more like a praise party. Because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Amen. So come on, amen, with the testimonies you didn't give on yesterday. Come on and bring them tomorrow night. Hey, hallelujah. With the praise and the thanksgiving you didn't get a chance to give yesterday, come on and bring it tomorrow night. With the song you didn't get a chance to sing yesterday, amen, on our service, come on and bring it tomorrow night. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The party is on. The party is on, and the doors are open, and we ain't charging nobody to come in. Amen. Remember, we used to have a little neighborhood parties, and we would charge a dollar for the people to come in and all that. No, we ain't charging nobody to come in. Amen. It's free. It's free. It's free. Glory be to God. Thank all of you for checking up for me. Glory be to God. They said, Pastor, you okay? I said, yeah, that fight is over. I'm on to the next thing. That fight is over. God takes good care of me because God fights for me. Not only does God fight for me, God fights through me. God fights for me. He fights around me. Glory be to God. That fight is over. Amen. I'm moving forward. It is all well. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. I'm concerned about you. I'm concerned about how you making out in your fight. That's where my heart is right now. Amen. Glory be to God. God will teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I know how to fight. Huh? Because I let the Holy Spirit fight for me. Amen. So I always win. Even when it look like I'm losing, I'm concerned about you and your fight. Amen. That's where my heart is. Amen. Hallelujah. That you can learn, amen, the principles of winning. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, saints, that's it, that's it, that's it. Everybody have a good day, a glorious day, a victorious day. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. As we go out today, Father God, we ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death. Oh, Father God, every spirit of accident, incident, and calamities, order our steps, for the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Help us not to lean to our own understanding, but show us your pathway for provision. Oh, Father God. And Father God, as you speak, help us to hear and help us to obey. Help us not to fight you, Father God, but allow you to have your way and have free sway. Thank you, God. Meet us at the altar of prayer. Bless the prayer warriors as they come. Father God, thank you for protecting them. Father God, from the onslaught of evil. Father God, thank you for their boldness to take the front seat, to lead the way on our prayer altar. And we dip them. We dip all of our prayer warriors under the blood of Jesus, all of them. Sister Hattie, Sister Joanne, Sister Darlene, Sister Kathy Smith, Sister Martin, Elder Martin, Sister Ernestine Jackson, Sister Norwood, Sister Valerie Carte, Sister Nancy, myself, Sister Denise Jackson, Sister Metris Moore, Father God, these women that step out on front, these women that sacrifice their time, these women that are not afraid, Sister Shannon Sproul, they're not afraid, Father God, to step out. Hey, Father God, in behalf of your people, and intercede. They're not afraid of the evil forces. Oh, Father, they're not afraid of retaliation. Father God, we pray a special blessing, Father God, on those in the forefront, and even those who back them up, Father God, in the spirit of agreement, as they come to touch and agree with the and reinforce them, Father God. Hallelujah. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation coming up against those who serve in this ministry on the forefront. We cancel every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract. We decree and we declare it will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. We cancel every spirit of premature death in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit that's not of you, every spirit of witchcraft, every spirit of voodoo, every spirit, evil spirit, we cancel it. No plague shall come nigh their dwelling. In Jesus' name, Father God, and we release the blessing on them, Father God, and their families in the name of Jesus. Father God, their finances are blessed. Their relationships are blessed. Their health is blessed. We will not receive any bad news in Jesus' name. And we say thank you for the spirit of unity and fortifying us, Father God, to work together, to pray together, to serve together. And every satanic agenda is canceled right now. I don't know if I mentioned Hattie's name, Father God. Holler, everybody, those in the forefront and those, Father God, that don't normally come out in the front, but, Father God, they're serving. Father God, it's the rear guard, touching and agreeing. Thank you for them. Because together we make it work. Together we bring about the miracles. Together our prayers are answered. Because we work together. And we say thank you. And the devil is a liar. And the father of it. Now, Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet. And Father God, help us not to be ashamed of the gospel. And if you're leading us to open our mouth and share with somebody today that Jesus is the way, if you're open, leading us to encourage somebody today not to have that abortion, if you're encouraging us today, Father God, to encourage anybody in any kind of way, so shall it be. And we say thank you, and we bless you, and we magnify you. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Glory be to God. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he most definitely is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen. And amen. Blessings on blessings on blessings. On blessings on blessings on blessings.
There is room at the cross for you. There is a room and a cross for you. Though millions, oh, millions have come, but still there's some room for one. There is room and the cross, thank you, Jesus, for you. There is room at the cross for you. You can join in with the choir and help me say it one time. Thank you. you. You may be high. You may be high. You may be low. Maybe low. Some folks are rich. Some are rich. Some
Jesus is Lord. Amen. Pastor Bradford signing out. Love you.